man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome to the show, folks. The woman and the kids and the dogs and me are up here in North Dakota. Glad you're stopping in at the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on July 14th. Is that Bastille Day in France? I think it is. 2023. I'm James Kelso, and we're together for 1 hour, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Show is always live, and your calls are always welcome at 512 down there in Round Rock, Texas, 248-8252. Well, let's start out where we usually start out, at what Donald Trump is telling us today. This is, after all, the Trump Phenomenon radio show. And he is the phenomenon himself. Here's what he wrote, a few minutes ago, 21 minutes ago. And the point here, this is just illustrative of a point, which is the primary is over. There is no primary. There is no debate. We, the MAGA movement, we, the new Republican Party, the real Republican Party. We have our nominee. We confirmed him back in 2016. He won again in 2020. Now, anyone who disagrees with that, this is an interesting fork, a logical fork here. Okay, question to anyone. Did Trump win in 2020? Is my flag Trump won? Is that accurate? Okay, there are only two answers. And please, anybody who has a maybe answer or I don't know, please step out of the room. You're not man or woman enough.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. And what I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill. What I love is someone with a heart that's really good. Now we can't change the whole wide world. Maybe we can change our
neighborhood.
See him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above," and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying the low-quality products.
Pardon me for the interruption. We rarely know where these things originate, and we do have enemies out there, and but we do have our own foibles, so it's not always the enemy. We're back in business, and live and on the air here at Republic Broadcasting Network, from Round Rock, Texas. This is James Kelso, and let's resume where we so rudely interrupted ourselves. And that is the latest numbers out of New Hampshire. That's going to be the first primary. Now, here's the takeaway, the key point. Ron DeSantis, the only guy who's made any kind of a noise as if he's challenging Trump, and the only guy that has any substantial, you know, money, doesn't have any backing, any public backing, but he has quite a bit of money from fat cats who hate Trump. A lot of fat cats hate Trump. The poll, this is a poll taken from July 5th to July 11th. It's very current. Of Republicans in New Hampshire, guess how many support Ron DeSanctimonious? In spite of all of that money, and there's a lot of it, and he's dishing it out big time in New Hampshire. This number is a very important number. DeSantis's numbers, remember, he's had numbers, he like many months ago, he had numbers as high as like 30%, 25, 20%. Then he dipped into the teens for a long time, hovering around 19%, 20%. His polls in New Hampshire, in the latest poll, are 11%. Ron, baby, save your money, save your time, save the airfare. Head back to Florida and be the governor of Florida. 11% means with that much money spent and that much free, how much free publicity, money-wise, how much free airtime has Ron DeSanctimonious received from DNC, CNN, ABC, and all of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, right? Corporation for Democrat Broadcasting. He's received hundreds of millions of free publicity and puff pieces from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and every other corrupt media outlet. So 11%, if you can only get 11%, okay, you know, with all that money spent, you could get 11% for Bozo the Clown. If they pumped Bozo the Clown that hard, he'd get 11%. All right, the rest of the poll, right behind, this is another sign of the moribund nature of the DeSantis campaign. Right behind DeSantis at 10% is the most pathetic fat man and blowhard and liar and corrupt politician in the race, Chris Krispy Kreme Christie. The guy is disgusting. He's at 10%. Ron, you're only 1% ahead of the most ugly, disgusting guy in the race. Then I'll finish the rest of the poll. Tim Scott has 7%. Vivek Ramaswamy, who has some integrity, he has 5%. Mike Pence, here's another interesting number. Mike Pence in New Hampshire gets, what's that perennial Mike Pence number? 5%. He always gets 5%. Whenever, wherever, Mike Pence gets 5%. One out of 20 people are stupid enough to say they would vote for Mike Pence. Nikki Haley gets 3%. And my disgraceful governor of North Dakota, Burgum, gets 3%. And to tell you what a nobody Burgum is, I can't remember his first name. I live here. I can't remember Burgum's first name. And please don't have to provide it for me. I don't want to remember it. 3% for him. And oh, and he's a very rich guy. Many, many scores of millions of dollars. And of course, he's investing plenty of money. He has fat cat backers, just like DeSantis. So there it is. And Trump comes in at 48%. 37 points ahead of Ron DeSanctimonious. So that's over. There's no need for Republican presidential debates. There's no need for these primaries. they'll probably occur, especially the primaries. But it needs to be acknowledged. There, as they say, there's a neologism, a cobbled together word. The Trump outcome is pre-foreordained. Putting several words together there. It's pre-foreordained. And that a poll appeared in a publication called American Pulse, or that is the American Pulse poll. All right, let's go to another bit of Trumpiana here. And these are things, these are all things that are ultra significant because Donald Trump posted them. I'm not finding these even on my favorite websites. I'm not picking them up off of websites here and there. This is all coming from the orange man himself. This is what he thought was newsworthy today. Ron DeSantis, in an act of desperation, he's just as desperate as Vladimir Zelensky. He's cut the prices on his campaign fundraisers in half. Why? Well, nobody wants to go. Empty tables. All right. A little sip of my tea there. All right, here's another one. This is a great statement from Trump today, July 14th. From Trump to you, statement by Donald J. Trump. Joe Biden's decision, now this is important. You know, I've made the point ever since I first started pumping Donald Trump on this station. Well, on this show, the Trump phenomenon, you know, it's kind of the subject of the show. I have always said Donald Trump, from the get-go, is a peace president. He hates the idea of America being dragged into wars by neocons, neoliberals, communists, fascists, Marxists, or mutants. Now, here's what he says today. Joe Biden's decision to mobilize reserve forces proves that his reckless escalation in Ukraine is straining the U.S. military to the point of disaster. Just last week, now, and that refers back to a headline we read yesterday, that Biden had mobilized 3,000 U.S. military reserves to the, what they call it, the Atlantic, but that means Ukraine theater. Just last week, continues the president, Biden shockingly admitted that our arsenals are so badly depleted that the United States is running out of ammunition. You may not appreciate my interjections. You'll recall that that was when Biden said, I'm going to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. A criminal act, war crime, an absolute finger in the eye to the Russian people who are going to see their sons blown up by these deadly cluster bombs. And what is Biden? Biden's nuts. Did you see the picture of him kissing a little girl today? That went, well, it didn't go viral because they suppressed the video. He's snuzzling and coochie cooing with a girl that looks like she's under 3 years old, being held by her mother. I mean, it's pathetic. And it's clearly captured on camera. Joe Scarborough, what's his girlfriend's name? It escapes me. Mika, are you going to show that clip on your Scarborough Mika show? I don't think so. But here he is. He's going to send cluster bombs. And in the same statement, he said, we're sending our cluster bombs to Ukraine because we've run out of 155-millimeter artillery ammunition. Oh, we've run out of our basic core ammunition. The 155-millimeter gun is the core of the U.S. Army. They have more of those than anything else. And they've run out of ammunition. For us, we have run out of ammunition. We send it all over to Ukraine, where Zelensky and his insane Marxist, fascist, communist, and mutants have been firing it into, lobbing it into the Russian lines now for over a year. How long has it been? It's a long time. Many wars are shorter than this one. We're running out of ammunition. Now we see the ranks are growing so thin that reserve troops are being forced to support Biden's calamitous policy in Europe, while our own borders remain undefended. Joe Biden can't even walk up the steps of Air Force One without tripping. The last thing this incompetent administration should be doing is pushing us further toward World War III. Yet Biden has proclaimed that he will continue sending American treasure and weaponry to fuel endless war in Ukraine for, quote, as long as it takes, unquote. When I, Donald Trump, am reelected, it will take 24 hours. This conflict, that's how long it will take. This conflict must end. Not one American mother or father wants to send their child to die in Eastern Europe. We must have, in all caps, peace. He is the peace president. If you're a peace person, you have no excuse not to vote for and campaign for Donald John Trump. As president, I will again rebuild America's military and restore the readiness and deterrence that Joe Biden has so dangerously squandered. And I will return to a foreign policy that puts America first so that we once again, we can once again have peace through strength. Isn't that great? And we've got a caller here. Let me get over to my message board, my chat board, where you can, if you want to call in, 512-248-8252, I'll see you here on my message board, put there by our astute engineer producer, Mike, in Round Rock. Gregory in California. What's on your mind, Gregory?
Hello, James. Oh, I have been... I've been having some things on my mind for the last 2 days now, trying to get a hold of you, but of course what you have to say is far more important than the callers, because Donald Trump is the man you have been cheerleading ever since you've been on this bloody program. And I've been hoping and praying that maybe you could maybe grow out of it, man. I mean,
I love
give
you.
It a
this
rest,
is great.
Right? How long can you keep up with this same minutia?
So now, this is great, Gregory. Hey, I love your call. Thank you very much.
I love you too, James.
This is the ladies' man. Let me just take a sip of my Courvoisier just a second. Let me think about your call. So let me. I'm going to answer your question in a moment. But Gregory, let me ask you a question, since you're so eager to talk on the air. Who do you support for president?
I don't support the Constitution anymore. I'm an anarchist. No rulers, but definite rules, and they are.
Well, now, Gregory, do you know?
Rules, because the truth is the rule.
Well, now, hang on. Let's
set you free, man.
Let's take it one point. Let's take it one untruth at a time. You do know that if you're an anarchist, so you don't believe in any government, unfortunately for you, other people who want power over you, they are not anarchists. They want to squash you and run your life and my life. So your being an anarchist is really just an abdication of responsibility.
You're advocating responsibility by not joining the anarchist train. Or I even proposed what was the first law that won the?
Did you say joining the anarchist train or the anarchist train wreck?
No, I'm talking about the the Articles of Confederation. We didn't have a constitution that won the freedom, the so-called freedom from King Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie. We got our freedom through the Articles of Confederation, which was by and large a plagiarism of the Iroquois way of governance, which is a lot more shorter and a lot more gooder. And I
okay. I don't know what you're drinking. I'm actually not drinking. This is not the ladies' man, and I'm not drinking Courvoisier. I'm just drinking some herb tea. I don't know what you're drinking, but you're wandering off into the thick underbrush there. So I appreciate your thought. Gregory, I'm billing you as a comedy segment on the show. Thank you very much. All right, let's go back to the show. Thank you, engineer. Let's go back to the orange man himself. And here's a post that he put up, now that we're in the comedy vein. This is a post that he truthed, and it's one that he loves it. It's a post by somebody. Here's what they wrote. Joe Biden will be remembered as the most corrupt president in our country's history. In 2024, we will elect Donald Trump and drain the swamp. And then there's a graphic, a big giant graphic across the face of the White House. And it says this, in quote, not my laptop, not my inflation, not my grandchild, not my cocaine. And then it says, it summarizes all of that. Biden's legacy. So that's his legacy right there. And we just learned yesterday it's the Secret Service being very secretive but not providing much service informed us that they have closed their investigation. They've closed their cover up and they don't have any suspect, they don't have any idea. And there are probably some really good Secret Service men, but at the senior level, where such a treasonous decision is made, they're all standing there sucking their thumbs. All right, let's go to the next interesting post here. This is an interesting one. Jim Caviezel, the Hollywood actor who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson, producer, his movie, which is breaking records and is outperforming the trash from Disney and others, with a tiny budget, outperforming things like what's the name of that show? It starts with an E.
Elemental.
Yeah, Elemental. And other pieces of garbage that are out there with huge cost budgets. Anyway, this movie called The Sound of Freedom is going to be screened by Donald Trump himself. And let's see, where is it going to be? He's going to be showing The Sound of Freedom at Bedminster. So he's even screening it at his own golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Suck on that lemon, Chris Christie, former horrible governor of New Jersey, hated by the people of New Jersey. Come back in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
We're back, folks. And thanks, of course, for being with us. Let's go to some more action. In this case, I look at Donald Trump. He's going to be in the thick of the action tomorrow at I don't know whether he speaks on Saturday. We're going to find out in just a moment. I'm looking right now at the schedule, and that is the schedule for the Turning Point Action Conference 2023. And it has become, reading from their own promo, the leading force in the conservative movement. And there is no more important time than now to bring the base together to focus on priorities. Join us and thousands of American patriots this July 15th, tomorrow, and 16th in West Palm Beach as Turning Point Action brings together the most prominent and influential voices of our generation for an event unlike any other. Okay, I'm looking now for the first time. I'm scanning with my eyes here to see if there are any pleasant or unpleasant surprises. And, oh, it looks good. Oh, I wish I could be there. I'm just too far away. I used to live in West Palm Beach. I moved from there. Let's see, where did I move from? Actually, I was in California at the time, moved to North Dakota. But if only I could be back in West Palm Beach for one weekend. Here are the confirmed speakers. And if you have the means to get there, or you live close by, oh, what a chance. Get to the Turning Point Action Conference tomorrow in West Palm Beach. And I'll tell you where the venue is and so on in just a moment. Listen to this all-star. Everybody you ever wanted to meet is there. And the thing that's neat about an action conference like this is there are a lot of people, but it's not like 20 or 30,000. It might be, but it's small enough that you can actually meet these people. They'll go down the greeting line and shake your hand. They might exchange a few words. Donald Trump. Okay. Tucker Carlson. Charlie Kirk. Steve Bannon. That's my big four right there. Those are the four greatest stars in my firmament of my pantheon. But it doesn't stop there. Dan Bongino. Donald Trump Jr. J.D. Vance. Matt Gaetz. Senator Josh Hawley of my former home state of Missouri. Roger Stone. What would you give? Now, Roger Stone is not such a big, big star that you get to be able to approach him and tell him what you think of one of his books and shake his hand and thank him for his courage. Uh-oh. There's one turkey. One turkey here. No, there might be more than one. Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, former governor. Wait, yeah, he's a former governor because Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the governor now, great governor. But former governor Asa Hutchinson, what a rhino. You know, big mistake for him to show up at this event. He's going to get his ass booed off the stage. I guarantee it. All right, more good stuff. Jack Posobiec. U.S. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Boy, I'd love to say hi to her. How about Vivek Ramaswamy? He'll be there. And very good thinker. Very conservative guy. Mayor Francis Xavier Suarez. U.S. Representative from Florida, Byron Donalds. He's a great one. U.S. Representative Anna Paulina Luna. She's a great one. Oh, and here's one of, she's in my pantheon, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Whew. I wish I could meet her. Here's someone I have met, Mike Lindell. I met him at a Trump rally in Minnesota. Mike Lindell will be there. Let's see who else is. Going down here to the second string. More to be confirmed soon. Well, they better confirm it pretty soon. It's the event's tomorrow. And here are all the sponsoring. Among the sponsors, Real America's Voice Network. I love them. One American News Network. I love them. My eyes are swimming here. There's so many names of people that we all support. Patriot Mobile Phone, all righty. So let's get some event info. Okay, where is it? You ask. I'm booking now. Where do I book? Okay, well, go to the Turning Point, tpaction.com. Go there, TP, for Turning Point. This is the turning point in our history. tpaction.com. Well chosen name by Charlie Kirk when he created the organization just a few years ago. At the Palm Beach County Convention Center. Okay, Palm Beach County Convention Center. Let's look that up. How big is that? What are we talking about? How intimate is that setting? The Palm Beach County Convention Center. Let's see. What is it? What is this thing? I used to live there. I've never been in it. Okay, here it is. Here's their website. What do they say about it? Well, it's a multi-purpose facility. It's opens in 2004, so it's new. Many high-profile events. It is connected, so here's where you can stay, via covered walkway to the Hilton West Palm Beach Hotel. And it is, okay, here are the specifics. It has a capacity of people, let us see, it doesn't actually tell us how many people you can cram in there, but it's 350, a third of a million square feet. And it's 650 Okeechobee Boulevard. That's right in the heart of West Palm Beach. And it's really close to Mar-a-Lago. Let me zoom in on the map. Here it is. Mar-a-Lago. I used to live there, so I know what I'm looking at here. You find Mar-a-Lago. And there it is. This is, you could walk from the convention center. It's a few blocks, but it's a distance of, I don't see a scale of miles. It's just a 2 miles or something to the bridge that connects Palm Beach. I used to live right at that bridge and crosses over to Mar-a-Lago, which I used to look at multiple times every day. Never been in there, but I've been everywhere around it. Alrighty. Let's go back here to, let's go back to Turning Point USA. I think the, how much does it cost you to get in? Well, if you're a student, 26 or younger, $250 to get in. If you're an adult, woo! Now, this is important and it's good. James, come on into the conversation.
Yes, good evening. So West Palm Beach is the place to be tomorrow.
It is. And here's an indication that's good. You could take it on face as bad news as an adult for you and me, James, $400 to get in. Well, that's the bad news. The good news is it's $400 to get in. Why is that good news? Because it means, folks, we on the right are finally not in the nickel and dime concession. We're in the big time.
$400 is not bad. If I get to shake Roger Stone's hand, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's worth it. It's worth it. Even I could afford that. And but we're used to events, folks, where it's $25 to get in. And now we've got something that's so successful that Charlie Kirk can seriously raise money with ticket prices and fund a serious heavyweight class organization, $400 to get in. Let me see if there's more information for you, because I know some of you are going to actually go out to this event. You get an admission to all the general sessions. You can go for the VIP adult ticket. It's $950, and you're going to get into the VIP lounge and reserved seating section. Let's see, what else can they say? They say that's the basic drift there. Palm Beach County Convention Center Hotel. Hilton Hotel adjoining, $400 for you adults out there, $250 for you that can produce some form of bogus student ID. And maybe a high school something, high school yearbook. And that's very good.
Give
that's
your
very
press good. Pass.
Yeah, exactly. Your press pass. I've done that one. I've gotten into events with I made it up myself, put it in a plastic holder, put it in an official looking clip on a lanyard, and I, you know, it said press. I've done it numerous times, and then I held a high quality camera in my hand. Right. And it works sometimes. I can't answer your question, folks. What is this event info? Oh, here it was. I just saw it a moment ago. Let me go back to it. The agenda, because that'll tell us when Donald Trump's going to be there. For some of you who can't get a flight out there until Sunday, will you hear the president? That is the question. Okay, let's go back to that agenda. I hope that has the schedule. Okay, here it is. Oh, this in great detail. Now, this is juicy. You're going to love it. So most of us are not going to be able to go to the event. So let's go in virtual reality. Let's go and let's imagine ourselves there. I'm going to walk you through. Close your eyes and let yourself drift through this event. It's very small type, so I'm sliding my glasses all the way down to my long German nose. And the day opens tomorrow at 11 a.m. with Jack Posobiec. And I'll just read the names you know. Charlie Kirk. And that's an opener. Then it goes to... just I'm going to give you names you know. It goes to a movie screening of The Sound of Freedom, as mentioned before, with Jim Caviezel. Hope I didn't butcher his name. Then there is Charlie Kirk as one of the first speakers in the afternoon, followed by Congressman Byron Donalds, Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, Congressman Matt Gaetz. Wow, what a bing, bang, boom, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. Then an interesting speaker, Vivek Ramaswamy. I'd love to hear what he has to say. He's a rational person and not a political grifter. Then Megyn Kelly does a one-on-one with Charlie
grifter,
Kirk.
I like that.
Megyn Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay, now here's one. Look, folks, this is worth the price of admission. If you're flying out there tomorrow, Tucker Carlson is at 5:50 p.m., and he's got almost a whole hour to speak. He's in prime time, 5:50. He's their prime time Saturday speaker. That's going to be a blockbuster. Oh, it gets better. I'm looking at this for the first time, ladies and gentlemen. So it's all a surprise to me. He speaks for an hour before some of us know, who's scheduled to speak at 6:45 after Tucker Carlson, and there is no time set on his speech. Wisely, it's 6:45, and then however much he wants to speak, Donald J. Trump. Wow, tomorrow. So you got to get that Saturday flight. And 6:45. And buy the VIP ticket because maybe the general admission will be sold out. I don't know. Okay, now let's go to Sunday. So there you go, Saturday. What a fulfilling event. Now we go to your Sunday. Can you top Saturday? And of course you can't, not with Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson. But let's see what they offer you. Okay, opening. Wonderful. Mike Lindell. I love the guy. Following him, Senator Eric Schmidt. It's good. That's second string, but he's good. Ah, first string, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay. Followed by Roger Stone. Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's up against Carlson and Trump. Kirk, Carlson and Trump, now against Green and Stone. Then we've got Jack Posobiec. You've all seen Jack Posobiec on the one Real America's Voice. A lot of you saw him for years on the Alex Jones show. Maybe he still appears with Alex Jones. I have lost I'm not current with Alex Jones.
Not too much. Zobiac's not too much on Alex Jones.
Oh, do you watch Alex Jones?
Well, no, but I watched Alex Jones until 2020, and then I quit. But after Trump got elected, somehow Posobiec wasn't around after the election, so that would be 2017, yeah. 2018.
Yeah, and I'm like you. I haven't quit watching anybody. Here's some more of the good news, folks. Not only is Turning Point now hit the big time with $400 tickets, but we have so many great speakers that for want of time, you can't follow even any plurality of them. You can follow just a few. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with your favorite co-host, James in Vancouver. Stay tuned.
Truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24 karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
We're back, folks. James in Vancouver and James in North Dakota here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And more good news. I was just looking here at the website of the Palm Beach County Convention Center, And it's fairly recently built. It's very, very, very nice modern architecture, very elegant, large facility. So more good news. And the now we're going through day two. Let me get to it. Day two, quite a challenge here to try to match day one, which had Charlie Kirk, Tucker Carlson, and Donald Trump. You can't top that. Don't even try. And also Matt Gaetz. Okay. But here's a good effort on Sunday. You get Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. You get, where is she? Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. You get Mike Lindell. And then you get Donald Trump Jr. Okay, Jr. Not the orange man himself. Then you get Dan Bongino. Now there's an all-star. And as is Donald Trump Jr. But then for a closer, pretty snappy closer here, Steve Bannon. He's in my pantheon. So he didn't go on this. They saved him for Sunday, and he's going to be the strong. He's going to be the fire-breathing close of the whole thing, and he'll do a great job. And then the MC, the impresario, the creator of Turning Point, Charlie Kirk, will close after Steve Bannon. But that's only, of course, Charlie has to close his own event. So the real closer, the bell ringer, will be Steve Bannon Sunday at 1:50 p.m. So that's a hell of an event. My goodness. If only that I could still be living in West Palm Beach when that occurred, I would come up with the $400 or the fake press pass. But fake student ID, I'm 75. A challenge with
senior,
my keto diet.
Senior student. Yeah.
Senior student, my keto diet, I am looking younger and younger, but I mean, there are limits to credulity. So anyway, James, how are you feeling about this week's events in Trumpiana?
Well, I think it's going to be a good show because you've got a lot of the heavyweights there, and you've got Tucker Carlson, which is, I think, very significant.
Yeah, so, let's take a look. Yeah, Tucker. I mean, Tucker is one of the giants of our age. It's quite, you know, Greg earlier.
That's true.
Yeah. He was saying, Kelso, we need to get off the Trump thing. Well, when English majors when English majors get off the Shakespeare thing, I'll get off the Trump thing.
Well, this is Americana.
Yeah, yeah. And, hey, we're running out of time.
Americans
we're out of time. James, I appreciate
we'll
you. Okay. Yeah, we'll see you all on Monday, and we'll give you the score. We'll give you the line score from Saturday and Sunday's events. See you then. So long for now.
Don't stop.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.